Bush Babies.
Well, hello. Raksa Raisa.
We are here. Okay, Rachel. Yes. Coming in strong. Yeah. We're here. We're excited. Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome. Welcome. Rocks, guess what song's taking my head?
What song?
Just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, babe. You know that one?
I wish I did.
Schoolboy Q.
I don't know that
you
song.
I was putting my phone on shuffle. I feel like you had to.
You asked me to hold my hands. What? My ears.
Granted, that was like probably the worst rendition of it ever. Like world record for worst rendition of studio. But I figured you'd get that one.
What song stuck in my head?
What?
So yesterday, I'm just a bird that's already flown away. We love that. Yeah. Love you, Hillary.
Oh, that is Hillary, yes. Remember when Disney Channel used to be like MTV for
kids? Yes, like Hillary Duff, music videos? Aaron Carter. Remember that whole crew? Like, what happened? Like, where are they now? What was the song? It was like candy, candy, candy.
I don't know that one. It.
That was I not it. I don't know. That was absolutely not it. But anyways.
Who the fuck are we, Rox?
Basically, two best friends who just wanted to start a conversation exploring some taboo topics that, like, we're interested in learning about. We're interested in getting to the bottom of a lot of historical deep dives on gender norms, gender studies, promoting women's empowerment.
We also want to amplify the voices of marginalized communities, being inclusive and respectful of all voices and opinions. We want to promote radical self-acceptance.
And, of course, have fun with it. I feel like we live in a world where, like, judgment has just kind of become the norm. So that is one thing that, like, on my own personal journey, I'm really trying hard to, like, not read into the judgments that, like, society and perception and this and that. So
yeah.
I hope that, like, with this podcast and all the topics that we're going to be talking about, you know, we just all can kind of be in this together and feel empowered together.
Yeah. And learn together.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we're just here to set the stage, to
facilitate a convo.
Facilitate a convo. Good words. And also maybe spark that inspiration for you to do a little more research about some of this stuff too.
Yeah.
And this was meant to be just a fun platform for us to learn more about the things we care about and hopefully bring on guests that can shed even more light in a very professional way. We just want to have fun with it.
Yeah.
This whole journey for us is just as much of a learning experience as it is for all of our listeners and viewers. So we're really excited to just learn alongside everyone else.
Yeah, like we are not the professionals. We're going to be bringing people in with, you know, credible opinions or credible just backgrounds in the topics that we're going to be talking about. So please note, we're not the experts. We're in this with you guys. We're learning along the way.
So we mainly decided to get involved with this, I think. I guess we kind of mentioned it earlier, but we always wanted to work on something. We always thought about doing podcasts. One night when we went to Santa Barbara together, we stayed up all night recording ourselves talking.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And we always thought about doing something fun and funny, not too serious. But I'm glad that we can use this platform to, you know, promote the voices of other people in our community and around us and learn from everyone around us too.
Absolutely. And also I think from my side of things, you know, I've worked in the social media space, if you will, for the last 7 years. So for me, I'm having this moment of, I guess, evolution or metamorphosis, spreading my wings and flying. So I really, really am excited to be able to do this project with my best friend that I've known for 20 years in a new space, talking about new things and starting like a new emergence of my online persona, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You've been going, I don't want to say going through it, but like for lack of better terms, kind of been going through it because you wanted to shift away from being so beauty focused, and finding that deeper meaning has been a journey for you.
Yes.
I feel like
it's not so much that I don't want to be beauty focused, so don't get it twisted out there. I'm still going to do makeup tutorials and all of that, but I think that the thing that has shifted is that I'm seeing that my life cannot revolve around the brands or the products, and it's more about self-expression and about confidence and about so many other things that are bigger than just a makeup product or a clothing item. Yes. You know what I mean? So I think I'm just like in this place in my life where I'm, yeah, reforming like my ideals and the way I think about things. So this is like a nice, another nice way for me to find my voice in an area that I feel very passionate about. And I know you've always felt very passionate about a lot of the things that are going to be talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I've always really cared about history and like the reasons why certain things in our society today came to be, and really understanding the reasons behind that and who caused this. And it's interesting because as we've been doing more research for these episodes, we're realizing that it's one company or even one person that started a whole movement that's considered, you know, fact and normal today. And so it's interesting to learn more about that. And so it's great that we can kind of go on this journey together to learn more.
Yeah.
As we were going through this process of trying to, you know, find a greater artistic path or a new artistic path for ourselves in this next phase of our life, we found the book Artist's Way by Julia Cameron and decided to join a cohort that our friend, who's actually going to be a guest on one of our future episodes, is leading. We're only on week 5, and we've already made a fucking podcast out of it. So if that's like any plug for this book of how to find, you know, another purpose or another way to integrate art into your life, it is the most spiritual experience ever. I love it.
Yes, I definitely feel like since starting the Artist's Way, it has changed the way I've thought about things, thought about my career, thought about my personal creativity that's separate from my career. So I would definitely, both of us would recommend it to like anyone out there who's a creative at heart, but maybe feels blocked. Maybe you're already in a creative space and you just want to like take it a step further. It is an incredible book. And literally this podcast was born on week 3 of that book.
Yes, like, it's legit. Crazy how quickly it forces you to sit down and be real with yourself about what you actually want to do with your life. Because we all, like, if we zoom out, remove all the reasons why we feel forced to, you know, get up and do the job that we don't love every day, like, you are actively every day can wake up and choose whatever the fuck you want to do. You could go to the beach any morning you wake up, but there's something that's holding you back from that. And this book helps you re-find like your inner child of like, I want to just go skydiving. Okay, let's find a time for you to actually plan and go do that thing that you always thought about doing but never decided today's the day you're going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should we talk about our beautiful logo that Olivia Greff created for us, also known as Olive. And I think it's a perfect representation of Bush Babies and who we are.
It is pretty cute. It's like, yeah, if you guys are watching any of the video platforms of this podcast, you'll be able to see it. But it's like two little cherubs that are rich and rocks.
Yeah. If you want to check out more content and creative stuff from us, we've kind of turned this platform as an excuse for us to just fully explore every creative facet of collaboration we've wanted. We're going to have so much stuff on our Instagram and our YouTube and our TikTok, which is Bush Babies World. Follow us on there if you want to see some crazy ass shoots that we have planned. They're awesome.
Yeah,
they're fucking dope. If you want to see Roxette in her most bold goddess era and me with spikes coming out of my head, you should definitely check out the Instagram.
Guys, this is Lily.
She is a big part of our brand, and she's just a cute little dog that will always be on set. And if there's barking in the background, that's her.
Lily.
We'll probably have her like animated in some way for some merch. So if you want a Lily tee, look up our website, bushbabiesworld.com. So, Rox, should we play our game?
Yes.
Yeah, hot takes. You just say a hot take on life.
And we have some go-tos. We hopefully will do this with our guests, and you'll probably get sick of our hot takes. So maybe we should like come up with some different ones every time?
I do come up with different ones every time.
I do the same too. I give two every time and they're exactly the same. They always, like, they, I don't know, create the best conversation, I feel like, the two that I have. So
go for
that's
it.
Why I was bringing them up. But my first hot take is a little bit more serious. It's, unless a man is from a marginalized community or has been to therapy, I consider them undateable.
Yeah, I would... I mean, I'm in so a, I've been in a relationship hot? For 3 years now, so, like, I feel like I don't even, I'm not thinking about the dating world, like, yeah. You know, like, but I would agree with you, but I'm but not like, thinking about the dating.
Joe has also been to therapy, so I think it's one of those things where he is healthy, he, like, and is self-aware, yeah. So that's why he's a great person to date for you. My more fun one is that I'm team bar of soap. All of the liquid soap people out there, that's gross to me.
And honestly, I'm team liquid and I literally will never. Like, I would rather rinse my body with water than use a bar of soap.
This girl
it's so gross
had
to me.
Long nails for years and is using her hand to wipe her ass.
But then you wash your hands after. It's like not,
no,
it's not.
You rinse off the soap.
Don't
you rinse
you,
off the
when
soap.
When you wipe your ass when you go to the restroom, you wash your hands after.
Yeah,
and
but
it's
there's
fine.
A piece of toilet paper in between. What are you talking? You use your hands?
You don't have... Do you have shit on your ass when you take a shower?
That's why you wipe. Oh, when you take a shower, there's always fecal matter everywhere. We've talked about this. You cannot sleep naked because you fart when you sleep and it releases small amounts of fecal matter and it gets all in your sheets and you have a higher chance of getting pink eye. That is a fact. Look it up, bitches. We don't usually talk about poop this much on the podcast. I just want everyone to know that. Disclaimer.
Okay, my hot take is that I would literally rather eat sugar and walk through a desert for the rest of my life than be forced to not eat sugar for the rest of my life.
That's a good one.
That I you am addicted are. To sugar. Well, not as much right now because I'm having like a little health thing. But
it's
like,
okay to be in denial.
Overall.
It's okay to be in denial of your addiction. You're just like not at step one yet of the process. You do have the biggest sweet tooth out of anyone I know.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather never have sugar again. But the thing is, sugar's in everything. So like that means I can't even have like bread. You mean refined sugar?
But that's also
I think,
in
yeah,
bread.
That's yeah. also in bread.
But see, bread for me is, like, not that big of a deal to, like, skip, like, because I just don't care that much about savory stuff. So I don't even think about that because it would be so easy for me to cut bread out. Like, I went 10 years without eating bread.
Bitch.
When I was from 14 through 24.
Damn. I think the max I've gone is, like, 12 hours with eating bread. It's a staple of my diet. Remember that food pyramid? It's all wrong, but that's how I still live my life because it means I get to eat a lot of bread, okay? Well, cheers to our first episode. So happy to get started with you on this journey. We'd also like to add a disclaimer that the advice discussed on this podcast cannot replace seeking professional help. If you or someone you know is in danger or their life is at risk, please call 911.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you want to check out us on the web, we are www.bushbabiesworld.com, and you can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Bush Babies World. You want to follow our personal accounts? Mine is at Roxette Arisa, and Rachel's is Rachel Tra with two A's.